Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Life, 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 let's live and love, yeah, yeah. Don't shudden in despair, life just a drain away from me. The end of the time is near, the devil walk out one can me. Like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Me hide under the shadow of the Almighty. So me bend me knees, and me start to pray, and me feel the life rise up inside of me. It's like a fire burn, and me start to yearn, of this I'm sure. Now that I'm alive, everything sort out. Now that I'm alive, all of the worst days pass now. Now that I'm alive, Jesus Christ let me heart out, and him work on it, put it back inside. It's a new life me a start now. Hey, new life. I woke up this morning, my spirit is calling for you. Hey, I'm searching, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, my soul, it is longing for you. It's a brighter day, I find a better way. Open up my eyes, the darkness fade away. Brighter morning star, call him the Alpha Ray. For this life I live, I could have never appear. The fountain of life, I him give it to me. The things of the past, that is my story. Blood around me, heart of new life, it in me. Make me sing it out now that I'm alive. Everything sort out now that I'm alive. All of the worst days pass now. Now that I'm alive, Jesus Christ let me heart out, and him work on it, put it back inside. It's a new life me a start now. Now that I'm alive, everything sort out now that I'm alive. All of the worst days pass now. Now that I'm alive, Jesus Christ let me heart out, and him work on it, put it back inside. It's a new life me a start now. And him work on it, put it back inside. It's a new life me a start now. And him work on it, put it back inside. It's a new life me a start now. And him work on it, put it back inside. It's a new life me a start now.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week, entitled Now That I Am Alive, coming from a Jamaican gospel artist that goes by the name of Leon Anthony. You know, he's now living in Barbados, but he told me a story about him going into the studio for the first time to work with Donnie Brownie from out of Jamaica. And Donnie Brownie told him that he was not ready, and he was offended. He was angry. But right then, Moses, an artist that passed away, that was on fire for the Lord, he went into the studio and he started to, you know, put something down on the track. And, you know, when he listened to the quality of his voice, then he understood what Donnie was telling him at that time, that he was not ready. And sometimes, you know, we take criticism to be something bad, but sometimes our greatest critic is our number one supporter. So that right there was really, really profound, and I wanted to share it with you guys, because not everyone giving you advice is trying to harm you. But anyway, big up yourself, Leon. Keep up the great work, all right? And now to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted and anointed songstress. She blesses people with her music around the globe. She loves the Lord, I'm telling you. She ministers in song everywhere, uplifting the Lord wherever she goes. She's the lovely Sang Sister originating out of the land of Louisiana. Bree Babineaux. Bree, welcome. How are you, dear sister?
Mike D, thank you. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor, dear. It's an honor.
Hi, Bree, and welcome back to the Caribbean, an urban American gospel hit show. And I am loving this track by you entitled I Will Wait. You know, but tell me something. You always sing with so much passion and conviction in your music. Is that something you developed over the years, or that's simply your style of expressing yourself through the art?
Landlord, I would definitely have to say that is my style of expressing myself. I think I've always sung with conviction. I think for me, singing is almost like a release thing for me. Mm-hmm. It's my prayer to God. It's where I feel like I'm the most connected and the most closest to Him is when I sing. And so every time I open my mouth, you know, it's like a prayer. I tell people that you're in my prayer closet. You're in my most secret place. I'm always transparent and the most vulnerable when I'm singing. So, yeah, definitely I would say that.
That's awesome, man, you know, but I always love to hear you sing, you know. You just know how to get people into that worship mode, man. Great stuff.
You're working on a new album now?
I am. I am currently working on a new album, new music. I'm excited about this new music. I know it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be different. It's not going to be your normal, typical worship album that you would have normally gotten from me. I'm trying to, you know, push the envelope and do something outside of the box and really challenge myself with this record. But the message is always going to be directed to Christ. And I just pray that you guys will love it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hallelujah. You know, we will.
Most definitely. You know, I know whatever you do it all for the glory of God. So I know it's going to be nice. Bree, a fan of yours from out of South Africa, her name is Rehoboth Caleb.
My name is Rehoboth Caleb, all the way from South Africa. Hi, Bree. I trust your day is going great. So I just wanted to ask this question. What is that one ingredient, aside holding on to God and trusting in God, you can say has made you who you are today? That one ingredient. I would love to hear from you. Love you. Mwah.
So one thing that has made me who I am, I would say, is my authenticity.
Nice.
My authenticity has made me who I am. Me being authentic and me just being Bree has gotten people to really know me on a deeper level. And they also can see, with me being who I am, they can also see just me being transparent. Mm-hmm. I think with anything, you should be authentic. You should be your authentic self. Don't try to be somebody else, because God made you who you are. So that's my thing. Yeah. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you for the question.
Thank you, Bree. You know, that was so powerful. You know, being yourself and being authentic, that is so rare in the industry right now. And so many artists are trying to be like others, rather being true to themselves. Thank you so much for those words of wisdom.
And Bree, way to go on your being a high school and college champion, track star and athlete, and, you know, to an outstanding, aspiring law student and everything, to international viral gospel artist on social media. It's been quite a journey for you. So proud of you with all that you've done, you know, and all that you do. Well, Bree, I Will Wait, ministered everywhere. Congrats on that and your upcoming album, too. And all the best with your ministry, your family, your husband, your son. Wow, I'm just so happy for you guys, your family.
Thank
that
you.
Is so great. Bless you in each and every way, dear sister.
You know, Bree, thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. God bless.
Bree Babineau out of the state of Louisiana went viral on the internet around 10 years ago when she was singing a worship song at a friend's house. And one of her friends recorded it on their phone and posted it online. And it went viral. A record company took notice and came calling, and Bree released her first album in 2015. She's been praising the Lord and ministering in song around the world ever since. Bree went to college and was studying to be a lawyer. However, the Lord led her to ministry and she answered the call. She stays busy, and recently she sang during the Resurrection Day week events at what some say is the biggest black church in America, Triumph Church in Detroit, Michigan, with over 35,000 members. And we want to thank the gifted, dedicated, and anointed Bree Babineau for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Bree Babineau is an authentic soldier in the army of the Lord, man.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, Bree is truly living her dreams and loving every second of it. And that's how life should be. We should be living our dreams and loving it at the same time, man, you know. But big up yourself, Bree. It's always great having you right here with us on the show. But coming up next from out of New Orleans is Prophet Yoshua. Check out his latest track entitled The Coming, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Hallelujah, all hail thy kingdom come.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy will be done.
Hallelujah,
all hail the King is coming.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy will be done.
Hallelujah,
all hail the kingdom come.
Hallelujah,
all hail the King is coming.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy will be done.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy kingdom come.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven,
yes, you will.
And will forgive their sin and heal their land. Yeah, yeah.
Wake up, my people.
Oh,
he's coming,
yeah,
for his people.
Oh,
wake up,
yes,
my people.
He's
coming for his people.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up,
yeah,
my people. He's coming for his people.
Oh, yes,
wake
he
up,
is
my people. He's coming for his,
oh,
people.
Yeah.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Hallelujah, all hail thy kingdom come.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy will be done.
Hallelujah,
all hail the King is coming.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy will be done.
Hallelujah,
all hail the kingdom come.
Hallelujah,
all hail the King is coming.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy will be done.
Hallelujah,
all hail thy kingdom come.
You are worthy, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their beings. You are worthy, our Lord and God. Yeah, yeah.
Wake up, my people.
Oh,
he's coming,
yeah,
for his people.
Oh,
wake up,
yes,
my people.
He is.
He's coming for his people.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up, my people. He's coming for his people.
Oh, yes, he is.
Wake up, my people. He's coming for his,
oh,
people.
Yeah.
Shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord,
hallelujah,
shall
all
be saved.
The kingdom come. Hallelujah.
For in Mount Zion,
all hail thy will be done.
And in Jerusalem,
all hail the
there
King
shall
is coming.
Be those,
hallelujah,
who escape.
All hail thy will be done.
As the Lord
done.
Has said,
hallelujah.
And among
all
the survivors shall be those,
all hail the King
Lord
is coming.
Calls.
So
all you
hell
gotta
thy will
do
be done.
Is call upon the name of
all
the Lord.
Thy kingdom come.
Coming out of the mouth and soul of our good brother is the word itself, and praise and glory to God with this song, The Coming. And he's coming out of New Orleans, sounding good in the neighborhood, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, that was Prophet Yoshua with his latest song entitled The Coming, using the message in his music to prepare the world for the coming of the Lord. You know, when I look around at the world today and see what is really going on in it, even Stevie Wonder can see that the time is near, and we all got to get ourselves together, you know, because trust me, you know, It ain't easy. You know, it is not easy. And we really, really need the help of the Lord to really help us through daily, you know, because trust me, times is rough, you know. So to Prophet Joshua, keep up the great work, bro. Keep evangelizing, using your music to touch people all over the world, man, you know. Good stuff, bro, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord. A positive mind looks to find ways it can be done. A negative mind looks to see ways it can't be done.
Wow, Mike. You know, I love that analogy, you know, and that is so true. And that is why we got to always stay positive in the midst of the negative energy, man. Good word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Bree Babineau, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for hanging out with us. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next, from out of Lagos, Nigeria, is Paul Umiora. He is on fire for the Lord, and he is a worshiper. And I want to leave with you his latest song entitled, O Chineke, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Father, you're worthy, Lord, yes. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yeah. Lord, I have sinned. Your goodness, you have been so faithful. I have tasted of your love, and my life never remained the same afterwards. I have sinned. Your goodness, Lord, you have been, yeah, so faithful. I have tasted of your love, and my life never remained the same afterwards. Oh, Chineke, oh, Chineke, oh, Idiri Muma, Idi Abawe. Oh, Chineke, oh, Chineke, oh, Idiri Muma.
join me and my sister, Yolanda Adams, as we celebrate the genius of Twinkie Clark. This is In Him There's No Sorrow.